Mark, what a finish to the game. I imagine that dressing room is buzzing at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I think after Tuesday night and then rolling on in today, I felt that we were the dominant side pretty much throughout the game. The lad, for their goal when they went 1-0 up, he's hit a tremendous strike from about 40 yards. And that was their only one and only shot of the second half. And it was a great finish to him. You have to take your hat off to him. But we had to change it quite quickly. We did so, and we got a reaction. And boys dug really deep today and managed to get themselves back level terms. And we just felt that we were going to push on and win the game then. And rightly so, we did, because I felt that we deserved a win today. I don't believe that us losing or us drawing would have been a fair reflection on the game. I do feel that we thoroughly deserved the win today.
Your side never gave up, certainly when that goal went in. How much does that please you?
Yes, it's a mentality that we're trying to change, because we feel that we've got goals in us, and we're starting to prove it again that we can score goals. And I say to the players, it's a cup game. And one of the things I said before we went out, in cup games you see ridiculous things happen. You might be 1-2-0 up and then the other team wins 3-2. So today we showed that they went 1-0 up and we ended the game 2-1 to ourselves. So no, it's a great day for us. I'm sure the supporters will enjoy this one. The players certainly will as well. So just really pleased for the players today. They really did, like you said, dug deep today.
What were you saying to the players? Because you'd obviously taken yourself off by that point. And as you mentioned, you did change things up.
Just really about just keeping our energy levels high and just maintaining our shape, because we, like I said, we were dominant in the first half and certainly into the second half, and it was just maintaining doing what we were doing. But obviously, just changing a little thing, we kept Bradley Tarbuck a little bit wider than we did in the first half, he provided the cross for the first goal. Great finish by Ben Watson, little touch, nutmeg the keeper. Just keeping our shape really, and then the second goal, we spoke to Charlie about just putting it into an area and letting Nathan, Chris have a gamble on it really, and I think Nathan rose well, keeper saved, and somebody got a knock in. So no, they stuck to the task what we asked them to do, and today they come up trumps.
And winning in that manner, how much is that going to help your side going forward? I mean, I know you had 6-0 on Tuesday night, but to win in the way you did today, that's really going to galvanise Dorchester, isn't it?
Yeah, it just gives us that little bit of belief again. We hit a rough patch, went 5 games beaten, and now we're back to 2 on the spin, with 8 goals, conceded 1. So, yeah, we're back to winning ways, but like I said to the players, it's every game. There was a little bit of joking, a little bit of celebrating after the game today, but in my mind, we move on to the next game now. Hopefully get a decent draw, be it on Monday, and look for progressing a little bit further in the trophy.
What did you hope for from the draw? Obviously, it's still no big sides coming into it yet, so I guess it's just team as low down as possible.
Yeah, I just think a little bit of luck wouldn't go amiss with the draws that we've had so far. Certainly with Cirencester and Chippenham, as two tough teams in our league. So, yeah, it'd be nice to have I wouldn't say an easier game, but somebody maybe without the qualities that we've faced so far. So I think it's a cup. So whoever comes out, we'll try and match them and beat them on the day anyway. So as much as we'd like an easy draw, the cup's the cup.
And looking ahead to your next game as well, I know it's very early days before then, but what are your early thoughts on that?
At the moment, our shape seems to be suiting us over on the two games. We've just changed at the moment. I do like to play 5 at the back, but we've just changed it a little bit. So now playing with myself in the hole just to kind of break up play really and try and switch the play. But we'll see what the next game brings, see what we can find out and kind of address it then really. Like I said, we try to go into each game as they come and address the personnel as we see fit.
And just finally, Mark, ask you about the Remembrance Day game that the club's announced. A nice touch from Dorchester, but I'm guessing still one that you'll be able to use against an Army 11 as well.
Yeah, definitely. It was something unfortunately cancelled earlier on in the year. And yeah, great timing to have on Remembrance Day. The Army put us up in pre-season, and we were very grateful to them for doing that. So yeah, I think we'll get them down here, we'll give them a game. Obviously it'll give us a chance to give some of the younger players, some of the reserve players a run out as well, and maybe one or two of the first team players, but certainly with the size of our squad we're not going to be risking too many players, but at the same time we want to make it competitive for them and for us, and just make it a good day really. Obviously a lot going on around the club, and they're wanting to get into the community a lot more, and I think something like this really does show that that's how the club's going now.